and particularly in the case of Iraq, what the Zionists undertook, the Mossad, was the systematic bombing of synagogues throughout Iraq, a terror campaign to create a panic and a hysteria amongst, and that bombing campaign of synagogues included targeted assassinations of Jewish prominence by the Mossad to create the conditions for the exodus of Iraqi Jews. And one of those who was a leader of the Iraqi Jews, a man named Naim Gilati, when he came to Israel and when he registered and documented the circumstances under which the Iraqi exodus, the Jewish exodus from Iraq was achieved, it's Naim Gilati who was one of the leaders of the Black Panther movement amongst the Sephardim in Israel. And as to the Ashkenazi, and there's a particular irony about all this, because the Ashkenazi settler population has vanishingly little relation to the peoples of the region. You know, the rationale, of course, is that there's an ingathering of a people that is, for the most part, descended from Jewish converts in the 8th and 9th century, the Khazars and the Karaites and the Turkomans, and who have no relation to the Semitic peoples of the region at all. Which is why European descendants of European Jews like my and myself are susceptible to something called Tay-Sachs disease, for which there is no genetic disposition amongst non-European Jews. So in fact, what you have here is the irony that the Ashkenazi, who are the dominant settler population in Palestine, have vanishing little relation to the peoples of the region. But in any event, the point here is that a struggle for the liberation of Palestine must encompass the Jewish settlers through the incorporation of anti-Zionist leaders in a movement for a democratic and secular Palestine, so that the Jews in Palestine will see and Israel will understand that to be linked to an oppressive state of this character guarantees them a permanent condition of insecurity and of inexorable conflict, a no way out. And of course, this is a completely artificial construct, this state. $100 billion of subsidy from the United States since the formation of the state. It comes out to about $30,000 per inhabitant. It is but the extension of imperialism in the region. It is the cat's paw. So the way forward must involve the engagement, notably of the Arab Jews, the Sephardim, the Mizrahi, but also of the Jewish working class, above all that working class which is now in the process of being asked to pay for the collapse of the economy in Israel. And as imperialism and as the world capitalist system, through its falling rate of profit, is entering a prolonged crisis, you are seeing the privatization of all property in Israel, the dislocation and the removal of social services, even for the privileged settler population themselves. So this is the means through which a class-based understanding of the nature of this struggle, the imperial, anti-imperial character of the struggle, the anti-capitalist character of the struggle, the socialist content of the struggle, can address itself to the settler working class amongst the settler population itself to engage them in a common struggle with their brothers and sisters in Palestine. And many is the occasion when the Ashkenazim journalists and writers have denoted, if you take a taxi cab in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, which is invariably driven by what appears to be an Arab, but in fact is an Arab Jew, and the arrogance with which these people are treated by the Ashkenazim, many is the time when they've turned to Palestinians or Arabs and said, one of these days we're going to have to deal with these people.